So I'm Will.
And I'm Rob.
And we are, as already mentioned, Two Drunken Penguins. Take that title for what you will. we like our sports, man. We pay attention to too much of it.
Yeah, pretty much.
Honestly, I can't get enough of sports just because of the competition. I'm a big fan of competition. I'm a big fan of how it just teamwork, camaraderie, the whole works, makes you strive to be better. As what's always drawn me to it. And
all right,
taking your chances at extending, making, well, not extending, but making yourself better in every aspect of your life. Because you can apply it to almost anything.
This is true. So why don't you give everybody a little second here and tell everybody about your favorite teams.
All right, well, for me, I've got, starting off with football, the best that there truly is with no asterisks attached. And yes, I will say that every single time.
Of course, he would.
Pittsburgh Steelers.
All right, a Steeler fan.
And then we've got your favorite team in the NFL going eastward.
East of PA. The Philadelphia Eagles, ladies and gentlemen. Champions. We're champions.
One time.
Hey.
You finally got your one.
Hey, you don't want to talk about the Steagles or any of that old school shit?
Hey, well, the Steagles, man, that's still... That was because we joined forces to help you become good.
Or we helped you become good. One of the two. I don't know.
But, no, the Steagles, they did their thing. Well, I ain't gonna lie.
Interesting part.
But,
history there.
Yeah, it's very... And, teams coming together because of the war. But we're not getting it. We're not doing political stuff here.
No, we won't dive into that ocean of fun. Yeah.
We want to have subscribers and not people that are just complaining about our political views.
Exactly. You don't want that. No, not at all.
We'll get enough complaints about our take on sports,
yeah,
probably.
Yeah, pretty much.
But, no, this, all right, so we got football.
Baseball.
Baseball, sir, where are you?
The classic Boston Red Sox. I love them.
He used to be a Braves fan.
I was getting ready to go there, damn it.
He was a Braves fan.
I was
fan.
Going there. I was going to be like, I've been a fan forever, but no, I've got to say, I was
say
a Braves fan before. And I blame that on Turner Broadcasting Services forcing Channel 16 TBS on Adelphia cable. That's right, I said Adelphia cable.
Throwback.
Forcing that on us, and every day and every hour it seemed like there was a Braves game on. So you had no choice but to love the Braves at a young age.
Well, I had a choice because I didn't like the Braves.
Well, you were from up north, so...
It doesn't matter. I still had TBS. But I didn't care for the Braves. Just like I don't care for Notre Dame, even though that's all you see on NBC all the time.
Oh, my God. I am so sick and tired of Notre Dame being blasted over NBC. Why? What is
the
obsession?
I swear, it's like the only team that supposedly matters... If you have limited TV channels, that is.
Yeah, because you're going to be stuck with Notre Dame. I don't understand the fascination.
Even though,
and I hate Notre Dame because this independent football thing, a little off topic there with what our team is, but the independent...
Anymore.
Hold on, they're not anymore.
No, they're not anymore. They used to be for a long time.
They're not ACC?
No, I think they're Big Ten now, or Big East.
Now, everything else for Notre Dame is ACC, right?
They might be ACC.
Yeah, Notre Dame's ACC, but they have kept their independent eligibility just for football. So that way they can still go over and play like USC and stuff and play some of these big-time schools still.
Well, technically you could play them anyhow just because that's who you schedule with.
Well, they wouldn't be able to schedule that if they had an ACC schedule.
Yeah.
It wouldn't work, so that's why they're staying independent. In only that sport. Everything else is ACC.
Nonetheless.
Again, why are they ACC?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's a whole other conversation there.
I've never liked Notre Dame.
I can't stand Notre Dame.
I did like Rudy. I like the movie.
It's a great movie. I'm not going to hate that either.
You know,
it's a great movie.
But other than that, team could suck. I don't care.
Dude, growing up in school, like when someone would come into school and I'd see that emblem, you know, the Fighting Irish, I automatically thought that was bad. And that was kind of before I was even kind of knew what sports was, but it was something about that logo. I was just like, that's not good.
I mean, I don't care that I might be partially Irish.
Same here.
It does not make me feel like I need to cheer for any team that is calling upon the Irish, like, you know, the Boston Celtics. I'm not feeling compelled to be a fan of the Boston Celtics because they're Irish in nature, and I have possibly some in mind. At some point, I'm going to probably take a DNA test just to find out.
Same here, but that leads me back. This one thing. Back to your baseball team. What is it? Because I also know probably your second team.
My baseball team has been for the majority of my life at the Pittsburgh Pirates, but
yes,
for a good while, I was actually a fan of the Chicago Cubs, due, in fact, solely for Sammy Sosa.
Oh, Sosa.
Because I was a fan of Sosa. There was a vast majority that seemed to be pulling for Mark McGwire back during the big home run races that seemed to take place between
1998?
Yeah, between the two of them, and then a couple that would sporadically come in and out per year. But as far as I was concerned, I liked Sosa. He wasn't over the top about it. He just went out there, he hit the ball, crushed it, and made it look easy. Was it a quirk back? Was it steroids? I don't fucking care. He was cool, calm, and collected about it. McGwire, to me, was too much of a showboat about it.
And that's what I liked about McGwire. He liked it.
And I didn't like Barry Bonds.
He was all like, you know, now.
Barry Bonds was all, you know, you definitely knew he was on steroids. There's no doubt that he was on steroids.
I don't care if you're on steroids. That's like you giving, you right now going out and giving the bat to Scott Steiner and telling him to hit a home run.
Well,
it's not going to happen. See?
We don't know any of his, you know, athletic background other than wrestling.
Well, let's just say if it was just wrestling and he's all steroid up and you give him a bat, does that automatically make him hit home runs? No. It takes a hand-eye coordination and a training and development over many years to be able to do what Bonds did.
And
whether the fact or not he was on PEDs.
He might surprise the shit out of you and go out there and crush the first three pitches.
Well, and if he does, I'm signing him to my team. I'm like, I'm giving that guy a contract.
You're signing almost 60-year-old wrestler.
60-year-old wrestler to my softball team. You damn right I am.
That doesn't know how to shut the fuck up, ever.
I'm definitely signing. He'll get kicked out of the league, and then we'll be over with.
It was a horrible experiment. Why'd you waste so much money? I don't know.
It seemed fun.
It seemed like the right idea at the time.
But no, I just don't think that, yeah, you can sit there and say Bonds was a PEDS user and everything and whatever it is, but
no, I didn't like the fact that he kept, you know, when he would go up there, he would hit the ball, flip the bat, like, you know, of course I was going to hit a home run this time. It was only...
He was bat-flipping before bat-flipping was cool.
What are you talking about? McGwire bat-flipped a lot.
Fuck yeah.
But, you know, Bonds would go
Sosa
out there
with the little sidestep? That was a bat-flip. I don't care.
Dude, Sosa's shit was awesome.
Sosa's sidestep down the line.
That hop, that side hop.
That's right, I used to do that back in softball.
Hell,
he did it all the way...
We both did it.
When we just thought it was cool.
Yeah, we'd practically do that side hop all the way to first base every goddamn time, and then you know whenever we'd score, what did we do? We did that shit with Sammy did.
Yeah.
Hit home plate because Sammy was a trendsetter to
a lot of kids our age at that time.
I mean, he was cool. Growing up. He was just smooth about it. It wasn't, you know, over the top. It wasn't whatever. I like Sammy Sosa. So I was a fan of Sosa.
Okay.
But then, you know, when Sosa retired, I went and started sticking more to my roots of the Pirates. My other team.
Drum roll.
In the MLB.
He's going to say it.
Is the Red Sox.
That's right. That's right.
And it's not necessarily the reason that people might think it is of, oh, Ben Wagner. No, it's because I won money off of them.
Oh, so you're a gambler.
Fuck yeah.
When I can, okay, I do.
Okay, Pete Rose.
I will admit, but I'm not playing it, so it doesn't matter. It's not like I'm betting against my team.
You would, wouldn't you?
I might.
Oh, you heard it here first, and it is recorded, ladies and gentlemen. You heard it here first.
It all depends. Like, if I know how well my team is, if they just suck, fuck yeah, I'm going to bet against my team.
So now you're
going to
have some of these hardcore Pittsburgh Steelers fans coming after you, questioning your actual credibility of being a fan, because that was a harsh statement there.
What?
You're just like, I know they're going to suck, so I'm going to bet again. No, what would a true hardcore fan do?
Not actually been able to bet on real sports.
Yeah, because it's illegal in Virginia. Oh, no, didn't we just get that here?
In a true betting scenario.
Didn't we get betting here?
The betting to, I don't know.
Isn't it sports bagel legal now?
I don't know.
I don't know. Okay.
I haven't really paid much attention.
I have to look into that. We'll have to get our people in the background and look at that.
For me, I was in high school. I think it was, it was senior year of high school when I'm sitting in history class and the starting quarterback of our football team, who I don't know if he really wants me to put his name out there, but I'm going to just leave it at Scott.
All right.
we're not going to go full name here. But Scott and I were sitting in the back of history class, not paying attention to history class, mind you.
Typical, yeah, right?
Yes, typical. Okay. I mean, it was school. Who fucking cares about school, right? No, you really should care about school.
Now he says that. Okay.
But we're sitting there. And everybody's talking about the series between the Yankees and the Red Sox.
So we're 0-4,
the Yankees,
right?
Or was it 0-4? Well, 0-4, yeah. Okay. Yeah. I don't know
the,
why I said
AC, the
okay,
AC
so it wasn't senior year, it was junior year. But I'm sitting there.
It would have been your actual senior year, though?
No.
But yeah, because the 0-4 fall would have went into the 0-5 spring. So, yeah, it would have been your senior
year. Was it the year we graduated?
Yeah. Well, see, we graduated with 5, but the Sox won the series in 04 in that fall. So, technically, we had already started school.
We were in our
senior
year.
Yeah, we were in our senior year. Yeah,
okay.
Technically.
All right. So, senior year. Whatever. We'll figure it out. We'll go back and fact check, you know, after the show. But I'm sitting there, and the Yankees are already up 3 games.
3 games.
They are up 3 games. And I was sitting there and I said, Red Sox are winning the World Series. I told him flat, I don't know if he'll ever hear this. I don't know if he even remembers this conversation. But he said, bullshit. I said, no. The Red Sox are going to win the World Series. I'll bet you $5 per win.
Ooh.
You know, if they lose, I only got to pay you $5. But if they win, or anybody else beats them along the way, it's $5. You know, go back and forth.
Yeah.
$5 per game. Guess who won? Fucking Boston Red Sox.
Yes,
so
sir.
How can I not, like, because at the time, they were true underdogs. Of all underdogs, they were true underdogs.
First wild card team ever do that.
So you're sitting there and you can't help but like an underdog team. What I don't like is the fact that after that season, they instantly lost that whole underdog persona.
Yeah, we became... almost like they made us elite at the moment. At that point.
It was instantaneous turnaround. Like, all of a sudden, they weren't remembered for, you know, Buckner.
86 Buckner.
Like, how are you going to sit there and instantly almost crown them? Oh, they're going to win the World Series every year. Like, they're contenders.
That's what's expected now.
It was expected instantly after that moment.
Oh, yeah.
And it was like, man... Well, that ruins their lore. Like, why would you... I'm sitting there like, I don't... I'll still cheer for them, but it's not like I'm making it a point to sit down and watch their games and be like, come on, Red Sox, you son of bitches, let's get this done. And if they win, they win. Congratulations, good for them. I'm not going to, you know, go out of my way on it. As for the Pirates, when they do win, I say, congratulations, you son of bitches, it's about goddamn time. Because, I mean, right now we're sitting on a goddamn losing streak.
These guys were doing so well a few years ago.
Well, hell, we were doing pretty good leading up to halftime, All-Star break.
He said halftime.
Well, halftime of the season, it's half of the season.
I'm just foxing with you.
Whatever. Fox away, autocorrect. next thing I know, you'll be ducking me.
Oh, wow. That's a whole nother show, ladies and gentlemen.
But, I mean, seriously, like, I don't know what the hell's going on with my Pirates, but they're falling apart. They act like their bats have, you know, gone limp.
Yeah.
It's pretty sad.
My Sox here have picked up, man. The Sox have picked up. They're definitely laying some jabroni kicking ass to the Yankees right now. It's a lot of runs, a lot of stuff.
All right, so we covered football.
Baseball.
We covered baseball. Do you have an NBA team, sir?
Yes, I actually still do. What? And I am still a classic old school Bulls fan. And second would have to be the Celtics.
Damn.
Because I love the Bulls. It was growing up. Not only because of Michael, Pippen, you know, Rodman, Kukoc, Longley, you know, all of the guys. But it was just a love for the team at that time. Not just because they went in there and won all those championships and then after that you just drop it. No, that was just a love for the Bulls, man. That was a good organization. And I'm really hoping they can turn that around. I'm so happy that we're over this whole Derrick Rose thing that took 20 fucking years to get over. But maybe we can move forward.
I don't think I've ever seen a player get so hyped up. Like, I mean, when he was healthy, he was a good player.
I thought he had a good shot there in Chicago.
And then every time he turned around, one knee would go out or the other knee would go out, and sometimes it seemed like both knees were gone at the exact same time. Like, just put him in a wheelchair already and push him around. He might do all right.
One of those old scooters that roll backwards, right?
Yeah, there you go. But, I don't know. Like, he had a hell of a lot of potential. I'll give you that.
He did.
But it just, it always seemed like it would fall apart way too quickly. But, yeah, you like the Bulls.
Yeah, what about you?
Back in the day. See, Pittsburgh doesn't have a team.
Which is a very interesting thing, actually.
Yeah, Pittsburgh doesn't have
a team. That'd be a market that would be open for a team.
They claim that the market's too small for a team.
You have four other professional teams.
Three
other professional teams. Sorry, excuse me. How is it too small?
That's how they've deemed it. It's too small of a market for NBA standards, supposedly. I don't know.
NBA standards, too. Okay, wow. Wow.
From what I've read, that's what I've come across. The market's too small.
I have to do some more research into it. Why? But, like, you already got three professional teams there. It's not like
they supposedly had attempt at a team back many years ago and nobody followed them.
Really?
So they just kind of gave up on the ball.
Do you remember the name or?
Not right off.
And it was a team for Pittsburgh back in the day?
Yeah.
Wow, interesting.
But yeah, they it just they lost interest, so they kind of shut it down. Or there, well, there was no interest, honestly. But I mean, here's the
Pittsburgh
the thing.
Condors.
Yeah.
It was the American Basketball Association, originally called the Pittsburgh Pipers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we
Derek
we
logo.
We had a little bit of a team for a minute.
Huh.
But nobody
founded
seemed,
in 67.
Nobody seemed to care. They didn't have a following, so it was big enough.
Well, that started in 67, went to 68 as the Pipers. Then they moved to Minnesota from 68 to 69, then back to Pittsburgh for the Pittsburgh Pipers again. 69 to 70, then 70 to 72, the Condors, and that was it.
Mm-hmm.
Pittsburgh Civic Arena, that's where they played.
Yep.
Orange and blue, red and gold is their colors. The old Cavalier colors.
Whatever, shut up. Anyhow,
but, yeah.
Yeah, we since we don't have a team there.
Okay, so what's your NBA team?
I became a fan of an individual and just kind of followed where he went in baseball with Sammy. I did the same with basketball. Shaquille O'Neal. I was a fan of Shaq.
Okay.
Shaq was, I mean, to me, he's one of the all-time greatest basketball players there is.
Oh, most definitely.
Most dominant big men.
Without a doubt.
That you could have. I mean, yeah, there's been great big men over the years. In the past, you know, Bill Russell, fucking Wilt Chamberlain, all sorts of, you know, legends. But you got to put Shaq in there.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to put him in your top three.
Oh, most definitely.
He goes out there and he just, he put a hurting on you. He used his size to huge advantage. And so you can't go wrong with Shaq. So I was a fan of him as soon as he started in Orlando. I didn't watch any college basketball, but he shows up in Orlando. I'm watching Orlando basketball. I'm like, all right, cool. This is a great guy. I like Shaq. So I was a fan of Shaq there. When he went to L.A., I followed him as a fan to L.A. where he won his championships. Then when he went to Miami, I was a fan there. When he went even to Arizona, and yep. Phoenix, with the Suns,
mm-hmm.
which they could have done better.
Oh, they could have done a lot better.
And then when he went to Cleveland, could have done a lot better. And then his last stop with the Celtics. I was a fan of him, but I couldn't really be a fan of the Celtics just because I don't like the Celtics. I don't know why. I just have always been anti-Celtic.
You're just, in a way, you're almost anti-Boston except for the Red Sox.
Well, I'm definitely anti-Boston when it comes to football and hockey because, you know, fuck the Bruins and fuck the Patriots.
Well, of course we already will. All right, well, you know, we're switching on that. You know, with that being said, we can already tell that you're, you know, Penguins fan.
Oh, I'm definitely a huge Penguins fan. I love the Penguins. They're my top two sports, football and hockey.
There you go.
Don't ask me to name hardly any of the players in hockey because I damn sure won't get 99.9% of them wrong because of the fact that they're mainly all from Europe somewhere, so it's hard to even come up with their names. But I mean, I'm not taking anything away from them, it's just I would have to really be able to dive into hockey, and then I could probably know all their names in a heartbeat.
Well, you take it back back when we were, you know, in the church youth group and stuff like that, when we were playing in NHL hockey on computer and whatnot.
Yeah.
Man, you know, like, in depth we were in then, like, we knew everybody. We knew everything then, like. But now, I'm with you. I honestly, as a fan, which I'm a fan of the Colorado Avalanche, I can't sit here and fully name most of everyone there. It's difficult. It's a little bit. So many things change.
Yeah, it really does. The teams stay way too fluid. It's hard to keep, you know, good core amount of players.
You can't keep a group of players together like you used to.
I mean, the NFL, you don't even have as much change in the NFL as you do in hockey. They'll trade away star people, and you'll be on, you know, you might be number one team in the standings and just cruising your way to a Stanley Cup, and you'll trade away one of your star players for somebody else. It's like, what the hell happened? Yeah, Why'd you get rid of him? I mean, hell, this offseason, they got rid of Kessel.
Yeah.
Phil Kessel. The great American Phil Kessel. The hot dog loving Phil Kessel. Gone. I mean, the HBK line of the back-to-back, you know, Stanley Cup champs. Pittsburgh Penguins. What happened? They've all disappeared. You have no HBK line. You've got Malkin, which Evgeny Malkin, the hell of a player.
Yeah.
You've got Sid the Kid, who's not so much a kid anymore, but he's...
Yeah, definitely. He's...
If you can't consider him to be up there with, you know, the likes of Mario Lemieux and Wayne Gretzky, something's wrong with you. Because Sid is a phenomenal player.
He's a hell of a player. And I respect him a lot, actually. He's a hell of a player.
That's why he's a Penguins fan. Don't let that Avalanche stuff fool you. He's a Penguins fan.
Yeah, I don't think so, Tim. No, man, I was very impressed with my Colorado Avalanche this year, making a deep run in the playoffs there. Yeah. Came up a little short, but hey, that's pretty good, though.
It's not better than the Penguins did.
That's right.
Bastards.
All right, so, that kind of covers the four major sports. I don't watch a lot of it, but I also am a DC United fan for MLS.
I can't get into soccer. He's not a fan. Soccer is not...
He's an honorary DC United fan.
To me, it's not a real sport.
Oh! You can send all your negative comments to Will here, not at me. You send all that to him.
All they do is tear up perfectly good football fields.
They are football.
No, they're not.
All right, so colleges, obviously. What are you thinking? I know what you like, but let the people know. So go and say it.
All right. So college, you gotta take into effect.
Now he's gonna break this shit down. It's a simple question.
No, you gotta break it down because you gotta understand the history of it.
So he's like a multiple sports school? No, maybe? Okay, here we go.
I follow multiple teams.
All right, see, now I just asked you a simple, what's your favorite college team? My favorite
team, though, is Virginia Tech.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen.
But I follow multiple teams, and this is why. I grew up in Pennsylvania. 11 and a half years worth of Pennsylvania roots. So, with that, I had the choice of Pittsburgh.
You had a choice.
You know, if teams to like. That's pretty much your choice is for teams to cheer for, especially in the western half of the state. You've got Pitt, and then you've got Penn State. I like both teams. Because when you're younger, you don't quite understand the full or grasp the whole, you know, rivalry
setup,
and the fact that you can't like two teams that are rivals,
right?
Because that defeats the whole thing. You choose one, and that's one and done when it comes to rivalries. So I was back and forth with who I liked. Kind of stuck more with Penn State. Because as I was growing up, people would talk, so, what college you gonna go to? It didn't matter how old you were. People will ask you that stupid-ass question.
Yeah.
You know, you can be 5 years old, and they're like, So, what type of college you think about going
like,
to?
You've already got that planned up. Like,
well, whenever I get to that age, I'm going to go, no, who fuck knows, man? That's ridiculous. But, all right, so, I was thinking Penn State would be a good program. I like football. Penn State's got a pretty decent football program. I mean, you got Paterno. So, people want to have their opinions about, you know, all that stuff that happened to Penn State, staying out of that. But as time progressed, my dad was looking to work, and there was a possibility that we were going to be moving to Michigan at one point.
Wow.
So I took stock in which teams are actually good in Michigan. I like the Wolverines over the Spartans. I was looking at Michigan, not Michigan State.
Oh, Pastor Wegman hated that.
Oh, yeah.
Old State fan.
Yeah, he was definitely a State fan. But, yeah, like, so, but then whenever we settled on Virginia, moved to Charlottesville, Virginia, home of the
Cavaliers. Wahoo wah, baby.
Alright, so we get here and I'm living in the land of the Who's.
Whoville.
Yeah, and Horton Herda. and the Grinch stole Christmas from. But nonetheless, we living with the Who's, all these Who's, and the reason I don't like UVA is because of UVA, the students. Sorry for those of you that might listen that are UVA fans, that are students of, graduates of UVA.
He's a Tech forever member, fucking Turkey.
It doesn't matter. Y'all turned me against you. It's your fault. You made it so that I didn't like you because of your arrogance.
Wow! Ladies and gentlemen, again, send all hateful converts to Will.
I'm saying.
Not me.
Y'all act like you were better than us townies. You know, like, we...
It's a standard all, here, son.
All hail, you know, UVA.
That's right.
UVA above everything.
Over Tech, yes.
Well, not over Tech. UVA over Charlottesville. UVA over Albemarle County. That's how it has always come across. I couldn't stand that.
And you don't think that's the same way in Blacksburg?
It may very well be. But
when Tech doesn't run Blacksburg?
When I've ever come across any Tech fans, they're a hell of a lot more.
A few, right?
I've come across plenty.
I'm just messing with you.
Not that few. But when I've come across them, they tend to be more down to earth. They're not...
Down to earth.
They're not... How should I put this?
Oh, you have to go to a Tech game then. See what your true colors really are.
They're not as preppy as UVA.
Wow, sir. Yeah. Okay, shit is getting deep in this damn room right now. They're not as preppy.
That's how the majority of Tech fans that I've come across. This is fans. This is fans. I'm not necessarily saying the students.
Okay.
But as far as fellow fans of the college, university, whatever you want to deem it as, per se. They're more down to earth. They are.
I feel Tech fans are the complete opposite, dude.
Well, of course you would, because you're.
I'm a Wahoo fan.
Yeah.
I've been to the Tech games, and their fans are horrible, man. Their fans are absolutely horrible, annoying. I can't stand them. I want to get out of my seat and go over and just strangle them. Especially one reason, because I'm close to their damn band, which is annoying. Who plays while our band is playing, which is completely disrespectful.
Not really. If our
music's
better. Maybe our music's just better. We'd rather listen to us.
Oh, okay, okay.
I mean, hell, all right. We come out to Metallica.
And?
How is that not the best entrance?
But have you won anything?
Enter Sandman? Come on.
No.
Yeah,
no.
We've won the fucking Commonwealth Cup in football for the last 15 years straight.
That's it.
It doesn't matter. That is the goal.
Oh, so Virginia Tech's goal all season is just to win the Commonwealth Cup.
That is the biggest
Our
deal.
Fucking goal is to, of course, beat you.
Then you can
win the ACC, win the Coastal, win the ACC, and then be a bowl champion.
And you haven't done any of that.
Last year, we were bowl champions.
You haven't beaten us.
Oh, you guys don't matter, really.
Yeah, but it is still a goal. We beat you 15 years straight.
But, okay, who won 2 national titles in other sports?
Congratulations, it's other sports.
And the 26 other ones. I mean, sorry, 27 other ones, I think it is.
Who beat Duke last season in the regular season?
Did you really bring Duke into this?
I'm saying Virginia Tech men's basketball beat Duke last season in the regular season. What did Virginia do? That's right. You lost both times.
But we're still national champions.
Yeah, in the end, you ended up winning the national championship.
That's all that matters.
Congratulations.
That's all that matters.
And all that goes to you guys.
That's all that matters.
But you couldn't beat Duke during the regular season. We did.
Well, congratulations.
That's bragging rights, because Duke is supposed to be the
standard
of ACC.
You want
to
brag over a regular season win.
Look, Duke and UNC are supposed to be the top teams of the ACC in basketball.
Keyword, supposed to be. It's a new standard in Virginia.
New standard?
Oh, yeah. It's a new standard all
the
way around.
Did you win the ACC tournament?
We did, the year before.
Yeah.
But who won the national championship? Exactly. It supersedes everything.
Who'd you choose to win the NCAA tournament on your bracket, UVA fan?
Shut your mouth. Who did I pick?
Did you choose UVA?
No one
because
chose UVA.
If you chose UVA, you would have won this year, but you didn't win.
Dude, that was the wildest finish. Who did I pick?
Who did you choose?
Oh.
I believe you chose Duke.
No.
Yeah, you did.
I'll pull up right now. I don't think I chose Duke.
I'm pretty sure you chose Duke.
I'm surprised you aren't bashing me for being a former Duke fan.
Because who'd I choose to win?
Oh my god, I did choose Duke. Oh my god, I did choose Duke.
You chose Duke, and who had actual loyalty to their team?
No one picked. Only person that had loyalty to their team, technically, was Stacy in our league that year. She picked UNC.
Florida State was
Patrick.
Patrick.
Yes, and he won.
Yeah, he did win.
You had Kentucky.
I did have Kentucky, but I have Virginia Tech making it
doesn't
further
this
than
look weird.
You and had UVA making it.
Doesn't this
it.
Look weird? Even sorry, Nelson. Got the Duke symbol, but for the Cavs.
Yeah, that's his name, and he chose Duke.
I love it, Chris. Yeah. Love you, man.
Shit is what shit is, but...
So that pretty much sums up our college and everything, and kind of a little bit of an introduction to us and who we are and kind of the teams that we like, and
it's only 40 minutes of, trying to introduce our teams that we like.
Yeah, and for two friends, and it's been friends forever, definitely have no common teams of interest whatsoever.
Crazy enough. And yet, we've been friends for 20 years.
Yep.
How the fuck that happened, I can only boil it down to we both love sports.
Pretty much. It's love of sports.
It is the love of sports and competition. It's not something that, we both like WWE.
Well, it's
back when it was really good with the Attitude Era.
Oh, yeah.
But nonetheless, I digress. We love sports. We love the idea of competing to be the best and, just achieving anything that you can achieve. Put your mind to it. So, of course, we're going to bond over that. It's not, you know, oh, you've got to like my team. Oh,
yeah, exactly.
Because as long as you can have a healthy debate without, you know, killing getting all, oh, you know, my team's the best. I don't know why you hate my team, this, that, and the other, my, or whatever. Don't, no, it's not a matter of that. Yeah, you might start to get a little bit pissed off every so often if it's nonstop slams on your team, but if it's justified, even I can't, you know, hate whenever you talk bad about any of the teams I like, if it's completely justified.
And I'm the same way. If it's justified, if the Red Sox went out there, or the Eagles, or whatever, went out there and got their ass stomped, I'm like, hey, guys, you fucked up. You deserve it.
Yeah, like, I might not want to talk about
I may hate it.
I'm not going to, you know, end my friendship with you just because you're taking advantage of the moment, because next week,
it may be a completely different thing.
It might be your turn to, you know, eat crow on that shit. Exactly. Like,
you
be,
you never know. Any given week, as they say, right?
Fuck yeah.
Any given week.
But that is the slight bias that we are working with for teams that we like.
Yes, indeed.
But
yes,
in all honesty, we it may play small roles into how we view all the news that takes place in different sports, but we will try our best to be as objective as possible and just give it to you how we see it.
We have no positive Cowboy notes whatsoever, just to let you guys know.
Pretty much, it's all pretty sucks.
Sorry, I'm sorry.
No, because, I mean, the Cowboys, a lot of people don't seem to realize the Cowboys are a rival of the Pittsburgh Steelers. This is fact.
The history itself and alone speaks for that.
Pittsburgh Steelers have rivalries outside of their division with not just the Browns, the Bengals, and the Ravens, but it also includes the Raiders and the Cowboys and the Patriots.
Are you just naming the league?
And
league?
And at one time, even the Oilers.
He went throwback.
Even the Oilers, we had a small rivalry with. So, I mean, but that's kind of our history. I take that stuff seriously, even though the Oilers are no longer technically in existence. They've been the Titans for quite a few years now.
It was like 96 or something, right? I forgot what year that was. Over.
It was
94? I don't know.
What I'd have to look that up. I'd have to
look it up, too. But that's for another episode.
Yeah, so, I mean, when the Steelers play the Titans, I still kind of feel a little bit irked.
I got you.
I can't help it.
I
don't like whenever the Steelers play the Raiders. I mean, former Raiders players still feel that rivalry. Mm-hmm. Point in case, the biggest football name that I actually have personally met is none other than Howie Long. Because I went to, in high school, my school was rivals, I guess, of some sort.
With Stab, yeah.
With St. Ann's Belfield, where his kids, Chris Long and all of them,
Kyle,
they went. So when our basketball teams met up, I was not a good basketball player. I will say that right away. I suck at basketball. I tried out for varsity and wasn't even allowed to try out for junior varsity.
Shit.
That's
I never
bad.
Knew that. Are you serious?
Yeah, I tried out for varsity basketball. I didn't even get the opportunity to try out for JV. I was instantly offered videographer for varsity boys basketball team. So, whatever. I still get credit as quote-unquote being part of the team.
That must mean I really sucked, because I remember the day you beat me for the $20 free ticket to King's Dominion at freaking church on a free throw competition. Are you serious?
Yeah.
Like, I would have not even made video photographer. Like,
you might have. I don't know. They didn't. the team liked my commentary. The coaches didn't seem to because I went to a Christian school. And I cuss like a motherfucker. So I had no filter. Plus, I didn't realize that the mic was actually working.
Speaking of that, you know, me and Rick did that one time. Rick Parrish. When we were on the wrestling team together. Ricky?
Yeah.
Because we were both JV and we were recording, Coach asked somebody to record the matches, so me and Rick spoke up, and we were started recording the matches over in Orange County. I kind of realized a little bit more than he did. I had a feeling the mic was on. Not really, you didn't really need the mic, but I had a feeling it was on, and Ricky did nothing but talk through the whole match. And then when Coach went back and reviewed it and started taking individual players in and kind of reviewing some of their tape and stuff with them, everyone came out and was like, guys, don't you know to shut the hell up when you record? I mean, we had a whole segment of nothing but just random talking of me and Rick through there. Oh, that reminds me of that so much.
Well, I was sitting there and I'd be calling out individual players while I'm recording. I'm like, what the hell are you doing?
Oh, God, he's criticizing players on the team.
Crash the boards. Learn how to rebound. Why is all of you motherfuckers standing out at the three-point line? There's nobody underneath the basket. We're not going to win games if we're not rebounding. Oh, fuck you all. No wonder we lose. You know, that was my commentary for my varsity basketball team.
There you go.
Whatever. The players appreciated it.
Oh, I bet they did.
They were like, man, your commentary is awesome. I'm like, what the hell are you talking about? Oh, we're watching the tape, and all we hear is you talking shit about us. And I'm like, well, stop playing like shit. Like, I don't know what you expect from me.
What do you want, right?
But, so, yeah, we go to St. Anne's Belfield, and I'm setting up my equipment, and lo and behold, there's Howie Long. And he sits down beside me and he goes, hey, how you doing? I'm like, hey, all right, you? Yeah, you know, trying to, if nothing else, play it a little bit cool. I'm like, dude, this is Howie Long. Yeah. Hall of Fame football player. This is kind of cool.
Yeah.
You know? And then I couldn't help myself. After I finished setting up the, you know, camcorder and everything, tripod got all plugged up and whatnot. I was folded up, you know, my hoodie, and then I went and put my knit cap right on top, make it all nice and neat, keep my areas just so I'm not spilling off and into everybody's way.
That's right.
Put my Steelers knit cap right down on top. He took one look at that, got up and walked away. He refused to talk to me the rest of the night, and that just shows how much of a rivalry there is between the Raiders and the Steelers.
That's right.
Even to this day, he hasn't played in 30 years or so. It's got to be close to 30 years by now.
At least.
And, you know, he sees Steelers, nope, out.
Done.
You know. So, you know, for all these younger fans to sit there and be like, I don't see that as a rivalry. No, it's still a rivalry, whether you
still
want to truly admit to it or not. It's, you know, for us older fans, you know, when we play against the Raiders, for whatever reason, we can't seem to beat them in Oakland for shit. And it pisses me off. I don't know what the hell goes on with the Steelers whenever we go out there. But, you know, it is what it is. So, but yeah, I don't know. What else?
I think it pretty much wraps it up. Good introduction for everything. And we will catch you guys on the next episode of Two Drunken Penguins,
and Artikin's Anonymous Radio Production.
See ya.